Parshas Chayisar, we are doing Orget Eliyahu in the section of Likutei Diburim Parshas Chayisar. Maimar Aleph. The Yavo Avram Listod Lasar Lipkos, and Avraham came to Chevron, he came to eulogize Sarah and to cry for her. The Medrash Tanchuma, the Medrash says, elaborates, Sha Avram Amar Al Sarah. In his eulogy, the words of Avram's eulogy for Sarah were Haper Shel Eishes Chayil. He said Eishes Chayil, that was the eulogy. Umeforesh, and it explains, when it says in Eishes Chayil, Batach Balei Bala, that her husband's heart trusted in her. So that, how does that relate to Sarah? Eimasai, when is that? Beshasha Amarla, at the time that Avram said to her, Imrina Achosia, please say that you are my sister. And they went to Egypt, and she was beautiful, and that whole thing. And Avram says, please say you're my sister. So that is contained in his husband's heart trusted in her. She could say you're my sister. She said it, and, you know, things worked out okay. Gemal Suto Valora Koya Mechayaha. It says also in Eishes Chayil that she bestowed good upon him and not evil all the days of her life. To what is that referring in the life of Sarah? then it goes on further. It says, Darshat Semer Ophishtim, she sought out wool and flax. What is that referring to? Ben Yitzchak Li Yishmael, searching for flax and wool is the difference between Yitzchak and Yishmael. Children, Yitzchak being her child. Chehu. It says that she evaluated the value, the worth of a field, and she bought it. Zamama v'natla sada hamachpela v'sham nikbara. In the merit of that, that's relating to that Avraham then goes and deals with the value of the cave of Moris HaMachpela, and he bought it. And that's related to her estimating the value of a field. And this was in Stay Ephron, and the field of Ephron is where the cave of the Machpela was. V'chulu, and it says other things there. It goes into the entire Eishes Chayil. U'bezor HaKadosh, Hiksha, the Zohar asked the question, Demaishna Sar Mikol Hanashim Shabaola, Shalom Nizkar Misasim Batorah. What is it that distinguishes Sarah from all other women that only Sarah's death is addressed in the Torah? All of the other Imams, no one else in the Torah, no other women in the Torah, their death is dealt with. That's the Zohar's question. V'kan Maharet HaTorah B'minyan Hashanim. Here the Torah goes out of its way to tell us how long she lived, and Nikna Parsha Miyuchedes L'Misasa, and there's an entire Parsha that is exists in the Torah only to deal with the death of Sarah. Umitaret Shav, and the answer that the Zohar gives, the Sarah Miyuchedes, Sarah was unique, she yarda l'mitzrayim v'lon nizdavik v'ashum tuma v'ram l'mitzrayim. What was unique about Sarah was that she had the ability to go to Egypt. She went to Egypt with Abraham. And the entire time that she was in Egypt, she was in no way affected by the tuma, the spiritual filth of Egypt, and the evil that existed in the whole culture and atmosphere and air of Egypt. None of that affected Sarah. So that made her unique from all the other women in the Torah, that she, there was something about her that was impervious to corruptive spiritual influences. Ayin Sham, and you can see further what the Zohar says. V'zehu peirush ha-pashut behemshech ha-psukim. And now we'll look at kind of the explanation of how these verses from Eishes Chayil specifically relate to Sarah. So it says, Batach Balei Bala, that her husband, the heart of her husband trusted in her. Sheva Eshi Yardel Mitzrayim, at the time that they went down to Egypt, Hayabatuach Shalot Yistavit Vashum Ra'aklam. when they went to Egypt, Abraham was completely confident that none of the evil of Mitzrayim would have any influence on her. So on the surface level, the pshat level, he could count on her that she would kind of, you know, step up to the plate when he needed to her. Deeper than that was that he could go to Mitzrayim with the confidence that she would be impervious to the negative spiritual influences.
As a question, I noticed that there were two different accounts of this situation with Abraham claiming that Sarah was his half-sister. Well, actually, she was his half-sister. I don't know if there was an account there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I guess that was still not good enough, according to the Pharaoh.
She was actually his niece,
All right, so he told a half-truth. It depends on how you look at it.
Right. We're doing Orgadol Yahu. I got a call yesterday and I didn't have a Pele Yoetz at home, so the rabbi just said, do Orgadol Yahu.
The virtue from greatness?
It's great, yeah, Chaisar. It's page 74.
Yitzchak. Who's
I just want to make mention of that.
Uh-huh. Okay. So just a quick background. The hesped of Avraham Ansara was, according to Tanchuma, was Esh Hischayel. Uh-huh. And so he's looking at different psukim in Esh Hischayel and their relationship to Sarah on the beneath the surface level.
So are you holding?
We are holding, the first paragraph, the first column on the right, we'll start the very last couple words there. I'll just back up there a while. The Zer Peres of Pashat Behemshach HaPsukim, Batav Ba'alei Baila, her husband's heart trusted in her, Sheva Eshi Yardel Mitzrayim, when they went down to Egypt, Abraham was confident that she none of the negative influences of Mitzrayim would impact on Sarah. Vizel gemalsa tova lo ra, and that's what it means when it says in Esh Hischayel that she bestowed goodness and not evil upon him. Hainu sheva emes lo nisdavika klal hara shel Mitzrayim. That absolutely none of the evil that is in Mitzrayim had any influence over Sarah. So that's the Tov, the Lo Ra. Ubiyeser Be'erin, to further explain, Ki Yadua Sha'Avram v'Sara Tiknu Es Chet Adam B'Chava. Abraham and Sarah were involved in repairing the chet of Adam and Adam Rishon and Chava. The ikar chet shalachilas eitz adas hayayidei Chava. The primary chet all happened as a result of Chava, you know, getting involved with the nachash and telling Adam to eat from the eitz. The kamosha isa. The Nachash had no relationship to Adam. He couldn't find a way in through Adam. He had to find a way in through Chava. It was only working through Chava that he was he was able to trip up Adam Arisha. Abraham tikkun chelek hachet shel Adam Arishon, and Abraham was successful in partially repairing the chet of Adam Arishon. Sarah tikkun chet shel Chava, and Sarah was mesaken the chet of Sarah.
Yeah, sounds like a little note here from the Sfas Emes, where it says a chet hayah Shamas l'kol ishtef, the chay of Adam was that he listened to the voice of his wife.
Right.
And the tikkun was, a kol asher tamar, Sarah shamea b'kola. That's a nice idea.
Right.
Everything that Sarah says, listen to him. That's the idea.
It's listening to her voice,
not a word.
It's a diuk on the pasuk. Not that people make diyas, but I guess you might be between the dying of the possibility. So I don't know what it's not listening to anybody.
Ba'ayudei achet. So now he's taking a look at the head of Eitzik. Head of Eitzik Das. What happened as a result of the chet of eating was a tov and ra, good and evil, became blended together, as opposed to kodem chet. Before the chet, there was a clear distinction, and one could clearly perceive the distinction, the difference between good and evil, whereas it became clouded after the chet. There was an existence. Ra did exist. It's not that they brought Ra into existence. It existed before the Chet. It was something that was external from the first human beings, from human experience. Ra was something that was outside of them. It wasn't something internal to who they were. From the lips and outwards. V'haya rak yediyah sheyesh mitziyah shel ra. And there was an awareness. They knew that such a thing existed, but it wasn't a part of who they were.
Rumors of ra.
Rumors of ra. Aval yedei achet nis'arev behem hara. As a result of the chet, so then it became internalized. That Ra became a part and parcel of who the human being is. Benasa hara chelut megufam, and it became part of their body. The tikkun hachet hu ka'asher nizbar kol hatov mihara, and the tikkun of the chet is the rectification is separating of good and evil, once again creating that absolute distinction between the two and not having the gray area. But nisher kula tov below taruvas, so that tov will exist independently on its own without any mixture of evil within it. Bezel masha amar Avraham gemalsu tov velo ra. That Sarah bestowed, as it says in Eishes Chayil, Tov v'lo Ra, that's a reference to her being Masach and the Chet, is that all that there was good and no Ra. There was no mixture. It was just that separation, that clean break between good and evil. Shehi birures haramia Tov. She separated good from evil, or evil from good. V'haisa kula tov, and there was only pure good. L'sak in chet shel chava shenasim la'adam harishim la'efel me'etz adas tov v'ra, which was a tikkun for chava giving Adam to eat, which led to that taruvas of good and evil. V'zeh yuvin gam perish ha'pasuk harishim, and this now with this idea in mind of being masak in the chet, so that tells us also, sheds light on the statement in Eishes Chayil related to Sarah, batach ba'alei ba'ala v'shala lo yechzer, that her husband's heart trusted in her and he lacked no benefit. Kikar kasavna shekavana batach ba'a. What does it mean that he trusted in her? Shalo tistavik ba'haram in Mitzrayim, that the evil of Mitzrayim would not have any influence on her. She would come out as clean as when she went in. It was through that she was able to go into Mitzrayim and leave without being affected that she not only left not being affected, but she brought the good out with her. Whatever good was there in Egypt, she was able to bring out. Ubiras haramiatos, she separated good from evil. Zafsal le hamatanus min Mitzrayim, therefore there was they merited the gifts from Egypt. With Avram hated ba'avurad, says in the pasuk that they did bestow good in Avraham for the sake or on account of Sarah. So Sarah went in, good, you know, and as a result, Avraham got good. Avram hated, the good came to Avraham because she was able to be mevarer to separate between the good and evil. Ki elu hamatanus hayu levush laha nitzotzus hakadosha sheyesh b'mitzrayim. These matanus were just the exterior manifestation of the panemius, the holy sparks that were in Egypt that were able to be brought out. Sha'al yada through Sarah shalo nivka bashum raha, that when Sarah in Egypt was not affected at all by the evil, zaksa lahotzia esetov miyamitzrim, she was able to bring out the good from the Egyptians. These matanas, that these good gifts which were then given by the Egyptians to Avram when they left Egypt, so on a deeper level what that's alluding to is the whatever redeeming nitzotzos, the whatever spiritual potentials existed in Egypt as a result of Sarah's avoda, they were able to leave and take those nitzotzos out with them.
It's interesting too, because Avram sets it off by saying, Laman yitav li bavara. He says to her that I will benefit by your sake. And look at that, and it's a very complex statement, but from this, and you can understand that on many levels, but here looking at Tov is like the spark of things. Yitav li, maybe Avram didn't have on the spiritual level the co-op in and of himself to take out those litzutz, so he had to do it through Sarah.
Right. It was the pit. Yeah, that's right.
Is there I'm a little confused by the idea that it says that we brought out the good for the very thing the throne brought out the riches of the throne. He's trying to say that generations earlier not Sarah brought out at the end of the
I think one idea to think about that is that Abraham began, in a certain sense, to flow back to Kedusha, flow back to that then was completed.
It wasn't everything, it was like Abraham and Sarah with the mirror was not open a hole in the wall of the time to let it go out, but the rest of it, to carry all the rest of it out.
She created, or they created the potential for it. I think you're mechavin to what you're going to say in a moment.
This is about putting your back to the left side.
Yeah. And the idea that the way the Netzutas got to the shrine was through Adam Rishon. The Medrash says that after the fate that he separated from her for 130 years, and he went to Mitzrayim. The Tzitzis came from the Zera that he was revatal there in Mitzrayim.
Yeah. Okay. Umavur Ramban. The Ramban explains with Midrashim she'elu hamatanus hayu remez la'rachush gadol she'yeh l'bnei Yisrael be'esh yitzchak Mitzrayim. That those gifts are an allusion, a hint to the rachush gadol, the great wealth which the Jewish people would have when they left Egypt. For b'chinas ma'isa avosim on the bar. Like this is this. When they left Mitzrayim, they emptied the place of anything of any spiritual value. Vizel Hagavana Bechazal Asu Osa Gumatsula She'en Badagin. They made her like a net that had no fish in it. A fishing net without any fish. Shehotziu Kol HaKadusha Min Mitzrayim. They took out all the good, I guess the fish left.
They put the fish out and left.
Now, who's here is referring to Sarah, or is the Medrash in?
I'm not sure. Asu Osa.
What was the
Medrash? I think it's Mitzrayim. Osa Kumetzu L'She'en Badagim.
Asu Osa. They put it. They put all the Kumetzu For carrying the loot out of Mitzrayim.
They made like a net which had no fish.
Oh, they made Mitzrayim like a net.
That's what I said.
Mitzrayim like a net that had no fish in it.
Right,
all the fish had been taken out.
Right. Nothing left there. Showed Siu that they took out, Bnei Yisrael took out Kol Hagadushim in Mitzrayim, and what they're left with an empty net. Ba'kol Hay Al Yudei Avram Vasar Shibiru Es Kol Hatov in Mitzrayim, and all of this was made possible by Avram and Sarah, who had separated all of the good of Mitzrayim. So it sounds to me what we're saying there is that prior to Avram and Sarah, there's Tov and Ra mixed together in Mitzrayim. Avram and Sarah come and they create some kind of a mirror so that there's Tov and Ra there. But in some way, it's still there. Bnei Yisrael can now take out the good and leave the bad behind, only because Avram and Sarah separated the stuff out, you know, one each from the other earlier.
Thereby reversing the hate that caused
that. Right. Sarah did that, which was, and then Bnei Yisrael benefit. But it's in him, what's your name?
Ralph.
Ralph mentioned that didn't quite, you know, Mitzius Mitzrayim and Matan Torah never quite able to get up to the total tikkun, partially because the Erevah, the mixture, was still clinging to the father's world. Mashallah lo yasser. Right, working up to Mount Torah.
Yeah.
Bezev v'shalo lo yechzor. Not lacking any profit, any gain. Okay. Darsha Samaru Fishtim, so she seeks out wool and flax. This is Ben Yitzchak Liyishmael. In terms of Sarah, this is her recognizing and demanding a distinction and a separation between Yitzchak and Yishmael. Ki be'emes Yishmael hayibo taruva shel tov v'ra. Yishmael himself was the personification of a blend of good and evil. He appeared superficially to be a righteous person. Shenimul ben Yud Gimel Shana, he received a bris when he was 13. excuse me. Basara havina sheyesh levar ben hatov v'hara. But Sarah understood that there was a separation process that needed to go on here. Kamo kilayim shu taruva shel beis minim. Kilayim, mixed plants, are a mixture of two different species. Chein haya taruva shel hatov v'hara. Similar to this mixture of good and evil in Yishmael and Yitzchak. V'darsha ubira ben hatov v'hara. She sought out and clarified and separated between the good and the evil. Ki Yishmael hu behemes taruva shel tov v'hara. Yishmael is actually in and of himself a mixture of the good and the evil. Kamosha anurum sheyesh bo midas hachesed shel Avram. We do know that Yishmael did have chesed within him, though it was it wasn't all he had in him. The Kamosha Mavayar Bisfas Emes, Mother Kasaval Yishmael, what the Sfas Emes says related to Yishmael, Vahuya Pera Adam, Yadu Vachov Yad Kobo. He will be a wild man, his hand will be upon everyone and the hands of everyone upon him. The Sfas Emes explains this in terms of the concept that the world is divided into four different categories: domen, tzomea, chaya, medaber, inanimate, animate plant life, animal life, and human life speaking. Because of the kuzari sheyesh kat chamishi adam, and there is a fifth, which is adam, the highest level of medaber. Atam kriyim adam, you, the Jewish people, are called adam. So there's a distinction between Jewish people, Jewish humans, and non-Jewish medaber. Umatzina sheben kol echad mihakitus yesh memutza shekolu mishnehem. Between each of the groupings, between one and two and two and three, there is a middle point, which is a mixture of both of them. Between inanimate and plant life, yesh.
Kumhayim?
Pitrios. There's pitrios is mushrooms. Kumhayim?
I don't know.
Fungus? I'm not sure. Maybe. Fungus and mold. It could be. Right, and Ben someach v'chai, between plant life and animal life, yesh adne hasada. Adane hasada.
Something about it.
That's not whether it's plant or not, is it?
Right.
Whether it's plant or animal?
Right.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay. Ben Chayla Medaber.
Adne Hasada refers to?
I'm not sure. It's
there's some Mishnah about that.
That's what he's saying. There's a Mishnah that says that
one falls between them in some sense.
But what's the Pashut Pshat of Adne? Interesting. Adina. It's close to the word Edna, which Sarah says that she'll. She says, "Will I become Edna? Will I become, very flushed?
I think skinny or something. I think the word is related to the bodies, master the field, but it's not something that you'd let a door sort of like them.
Maybe like an olive. With an olive. Edna is with an olive. But the Chazal, those can be exchanged.
Okay, so it's this mystery
creature. I wonder if what's the word for cricket? Something like that. That sort of comes to my mind. Like an animal life that looks like a plant life.
Have we thought of an answer? bugs that blend into leaves?
Yeah. I thought a cricket is a...
Is it a leaf or is it a bug?
I thought Jiminy Cricket was something beyond the... It's an insect. It has four legs.
Like, right.
But the, okay. It looks, some of them look very much like this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay, so, and Ben Chaylam Adavar Yeshko, between... And speaking, you have monkeys. V'yishmoel, hi ha-mamutza ben medaver la'adam. Yishmoel is the middle point between medaver and Adam. U'lechein nikra para Adam. That's why he's called a wild man. He's, right? He's not quite, he's a man minus.
It's the name of a mythical animal.
Huh.
Orangutan,
mountaineer, brought forth
the mountain of drawing nourishment from the ground. Kilayim 7-5.
Okay, there you go.
Kilayim Tarubas. Avni Asada. Yeah. Or also called Avni, I guess. Avni Asada.
Yeah.
So, now we know. Right. Yadu v'chol.
It's referring back to
Adam, right? It's called a wild man. Yadu v'chol v'yad kol bo shehu hamemutza beinel beis v'chinas, right? Yadu v'chol v'yad kol bo. He's somewhere in the middle.
You should see the note on that.
Yad v'chol ha'devano al Avram Avinu shenikra v'chol. Ooh, interesting.
Shem Beirach.
Right, Shem Beirach is Avram v'chol. V'yad kol bo ze Yaakov shenikra kol.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. That's a little different, though, because Avraham was an Adam, I would think. You know, that's, you know, is he a Medaber or is he Adam?
Well, he created the Ishmael, so maybe this categorization
is the thing. Mm-hmm. The Sarah Sha'asa Habir Ben Harava Tov, Sarah, who affected this separation between good and evil, Habachina ben Yishmael Yitzchak, which is this separation between Yishmael and Yitzchak, Barasa Ra Hamaur b'Yishmael. She was the one who perceived this mixture of evil in Yishmael. Uba Emes Iker Tafkid Ha'imaus Ha'ilavar ben Hatovara. This was the primary, right? The job of the mothers was to be able to call a spade a spade. Ulenaser hatov mi'aran, to separate the good from the evil. V'chein anuroyim gam etzel Rivka shavira ben Yaakov ve'esav nasas al yada, that Rivka also was the vehicle through the distinction between Esav and Yaakov. V'kol tev k'dei l'sakin ched shel chava she'ir v'tovara v'havriya, and this is all a part of being sakin the ched of Chava, who introduced this confusion of good and evil into creation. L'chein anu royim ki achar p'tira Sara, following the death of Sara, v'lo hayimishi yavara harame atov, and there's no, now, you know, there's no longer this person who can fulfill that, nishagam tafki zeh Avram Avinu alav hasham. So this job, you know, devolves on Avraham. Kedekasa vessel b'nei ketura v'yishlachem me'al Yitzchak b'no ba'odenu chai kedma el eretz kedem. So then Avram sends Keturah's children out to the lands of the east, because really that was Sarah's job, but she's not there anymore. So Avram had to step up to the plate and then and take that upon himself.
And I heard I think it's Medrash that says that what he gave them, the gifts that he gave them, in addition, they say they gave him the kochas tumah, that's what Rashi says, but that he gave him the gifts that he had gotten in Mitzrayim. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what he gave back, because she was a Hagar's a Mitzri, returning it back. They take the sparks out and return it back. Mm-hmm. Very fascinating. Mm,
that is.
That's amazing.
I heard it on tape. I think it's a message, right?
There's an arts program that's called, I think it's a
message. You wrote it.
The arts show.
There should be.
The arts show. Now that Sarah is no longer around, she was upstairs. So this job is now left to on the shoulders of Avram. And this really is, however, the job of the Imaus. Fix the head of Chavah, Levar, Haram, Mi'atov, separate good evil from good. Lidrosh, Semer, Ufishtim, to seek out wool and flax. That's an allusion to the panemius of this bearer. Yitzchak, Mi'ishmael, the Yaakov, Me'esav, Ubezes, Signu, Haimaus, Achet, Hazeh. And it is in this manner that they were Mesach and Achet.
Right. Adam is the highest.